I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched.
You remember, we were shipwrecked together.
Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis. The guy on the other end of my dining room table is Greg Kot. And if you want to be the first to hear our bonus podcast, become a Sound Opinions member on Patreon, like Jim Testa, Uncle Jim. Right?
Yeah, Jimmy.
Jim, the man who started me on this path, for better or worse, first published in Jersey Beat fanzine, and Uncle Jim is still chronicling.
Yeah, he still is.
The
still
New
doing
Jersey
it strong.
Music scene.
Way to go, Jim.
Thank you, Jim. Greg and I have crammed our brains full of so much music, as you all know, that there's no telling what's going to bubble up on any given day. Can't be contained in the one-hour weekly radio show, so we have these bonus podcasts where we add a song to the Desert Island Jukebox. First, we tease you with a little hint. What are you going to lay on us, Greg?
Well, this guy's a genius. That's all I can tell you. I'm going to tell you he's
Jim
a genius.
Testa?
Yeah. Well, Jim is too.
Oh, okay.
Sure.
The guy you're going to play is a genius. We're going to find out who that is in 1 second.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island since 1988. Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find 312 Wheat Ale, Big Juicy Beer Hug, and so many other limited releases at either of Goose's locations in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
All right, welcome back to Sound Opinions. A genius. An overused word.
Chocolate genius.
Chocolate genius.
He calls himself
yes.
a genius. I'm
yes.
sure it's tongue-in-cheek.
Yes.
You know, Mark Anthony Thompson did not think he was a genius necessarily, but it was a way of drawing attention to his music. Mark Anthony Thompson, you know, I stumbled across, I was doing some research, and I realized, my God, I love this guy's music, but
yeah.
he sort of dropped off the map, you know, in recent decades. I don't think he ever got enough credit.
And what became of Chocolate Genius?
Yeah. The way I discovered him, rediscovered him, was that there was a single, a collaborative single that came out last year, including him. And I go, wow, hasn't put out anything new in quite some time. I'm hoping this is an indication that we're going to hear some more music from this gentleman, Mark Anthony Thompson. He actually put out some records under his own name in the 80s and had some minor hits, sort of rewired what he wanted to do in the late 90s and became loosely part of that neo-soul movement. Chocolate Genius's alter ego, which became this music project, and what a band. You know, you talk about Bernie Worrell and people like that who are drawing people to into their fold, right? You know, as solo artists, right?
Mm-hmm.
When Chocolate Genius put this project together, he got Mark Rebo, James Scarpantoni on cello, Rebo on guitar, two members of Modesky, Martin, and Wood, that sort of jazz soul ensemble. Chris Whitley, Vernon Reed played guitar for him. It was quite a group of musicians that he put together. First Chocolate Genius album came out in 1998 called Black Music. And I think it's a real masterwork that just got completely lost in the wash there. I mean, you had this, you know, it was an incredibly fertile area for musical creativity. You know, D'Angelo, Erykah Badu, artists of that ilk were putting out spectacular records. Chocolate Genius didn't quite fit easily. I mean, you could say he was neo-soul, but there was so many other musical influences flowing through his music. You know, I compared him. I looked back and I found my review of that first record, and I saw it sort of midway between D'Angelo and Mark Eitzel.
Yeah, right.
There's sort of this lacerating singer-songwriter cynicism that reminded me of Eitzel. And at the same time, it had that D'Angelo kind of vibe, that atmospheric gospel-tinged soul music, mm-hmm. you know? In some ways, this record came out a couple of years before Voodoo. I hear some of Voodoo kind of maybe taking from this record a little
some
bit.
Some of that dirt and grime.
I have to say that people were paying attention to what this guy was doing, even though he wasn't selling a ton of records. He made a few more records over the years. They're all pretty good. But if you're looking to investigate this guy further, look no further than the 1998 debut album, Black Music. I'm going to play a track from it. It's called Half a Man from Chocolate Genius on Sound Opinions. That is Half a Man. If you like that track, don't think there's 12 more like that on the record.
Because he's all over the place.
A large variety of sounds, most of them quite good. I played the record front to back the other day, and I just thought, man, this thing really holds up.
See, that's the secret, really, of why we do these Desert Island podcasts. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, A, we always have more music to talk about, but B, it gives us an excuse and not feeling guilty about going back to older music to play. Because, we're always listening to new stuff, right? And now we can go back to something like Chocolate Genius, listen to it front to back. And I was like, oh, I'm working.
Absolutely.
I'm working hard.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was a fun way to work. Absolutely.
Well, that's it for this bonus episode. For more full episodes of the show, visit soundopinions.org. To sponsor the show, email sponsor@soundopinions.org. Meanwhile, thanks for listening. Sound Opinions, as always, is produced by Alex Claiborne, Andrew Gill, our associate producer, Sol Delgadillo, and our Columbia College intern, Max Hatlam. Social media is handled by Katie Cott.